Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Word from the Word. As we worship in music, let us prepare our hearts for the meal that the Lord has provided for us today. We are so blessed that you have joined us this morning, and we know that God is the best for you. I don't know what our music is doing this morning, but we are going to continue in worship. I would like to share the words of this song with you. I think it's so appropriate for where we are now. I encourage you to go to YouTube and to listen to I Surrender. It's by Hillsong Words, but the lyrics are so perfect for what we are doing. And it says, I surrender. And like I say, that it's Hillsong, and obviously, for me to get it this morning, but we are definitely going to share it because it is a blessing. And it really puts into the two songs what our hearts are desiring and what the Lord is showing us in this study that we are doing from the sevenfold of God, the sevenfold Spirit of God by Keith Miller. Get it. Okay. So, as we try to regroup our song and the words of our song, we do welcome you all here today. And as we have been looking, and we are now in the third chapter of Sevenfold Spirit of God, in the third chapter, Treasuring the Anointing. Can you hear me? Is there staticky on the line? Please let me know.
I got you on now, Darla. Thank you.
You ain't got me on. Okay, he got you on.
You were irritating, all right. And I'm really not in the mood.
You're not in the mood. You know what? The enemy would like to frustrate us, but remember, when those things happen, when the challenges come, it is an opportunity for us.
I'm hanging up on you. I'm hanging up on you because this is the time you have with my mother, not me.
Minister. Okay. Put your phones on mute. I know sometimes it's kind of difficult when you're calling.
I don't understand
calling.
What you're saying. I'm doing, you asked me to take the phone, put it on speaker, and put it next to her. That's what I'm doing.
Okay, who am I speaking to? No, who am I
speaking
to?
I don't even know who you guys are.
Okay, my name is Overseer Paulette. I have this program that we do every Friday morning from 9 to 10. We have been doing this for five years now.
Minister Paulette, this is Darla. This is Darla. I'm doing things around the house. I don't, you know, you're doing your thing with my mom. I'm doing my thing with my mom, okay?
Well, you know, and I thank God for you, Darla. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You put it by her. She
I don't know about
us.
The immune stuff and none of that. I'm putting this phone on charge, you know,
okay.
So my mother can hear.
Okay,
so.
Tell me what your mom's phone number is. What is Minister Hearn's? Huh?
What phone have you been calling her on? This is her phone.
Okay.
Nate and what's your name? Pat, they know all that stuff. I've just been here since that situation. I'm trying to keep up with my own stuff, let alone my mom's phone number.
Excuse me.
Okay.
Here. She's connected.
No problem.
It just
are you guys connected?
Yes, we are connected. We hear you.
All right.
Can you hear us?
I'm not trying to hear you. You trying to talk to my mom.
Okay. Yes, I am. Thank
all right.
You.
Bye.
All right, then. Bye-bye. Okay, we thank God that even has others assisting so that those that aren't able can also join in with us. And we thank God. We thank God for carers that care for us when we are in need. And we pray God's blessing upon them. We appreciate that they honor the Lord. They honor the Lord enough to allow to share with their loved ones this program. And so we are really, really excited really about this now because we have had so many challenges this morning, all the more to let us know what God is intending to cause us. The whole message today is to not to squander the anointing. In other words, treasure it. Treasure it. It is such a valuable thing. When we were first looking at the treasures of the anointing, that we need a divine impartation of the anointing. And then it's like, what is the anointing? That's the smearing on of something upon someone else, choosing to give someone else something of value that you have. That's the anointing. That's the a definition of anointing. And impartation is to place upon. It's important that we understand these terms that we're reading and what they really mean. It says to impart means to give to or to bestow or to convey. Impartation, then, is the act of giving something or granting something. Okay, so we have been given, we have been chosen to get something. We have been chosen to receive something divine. And this divine impartation, this divine bestowing upon us are to value it. So often we enjoy it when we are in need of it, but do we value it? Value it meaning to treasure it, to view it as the gold, the wealth of our life, the wealth of our strength. It is the wealth of our hope. It is the wealth of our health. These are the things that bring us into a life of fullness in Christ. And so this fullness, this abundant life, is that life of the supernatural that becomes natural. It is just natural because it is given to us line upon line, precept upon precept, because God is a builder. And we're going to look at that later in this chapter. He is building in us. And the reason he is building in us is because we are his workmanship. We are his workmanship. Our whole point and purpose in life, our creation, was to be the workmanship to of God in the earth realm, so that the world would know what God, who God is, and what he is like through looking at us. So we are, we're the showcase. We were created to be a showcase for God and to have dominion. And so these are the things that were conveyed upon us, the anointing that was imparted to us when we were first created. We know that the situation in the garden released other options, if you will, that man took to not be God's workman, but to rather to try to be God. And so he gave us a solution. He prepared the answer for us in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, who came as so that we might have this abundant life that we were given to begin with. And now we can have it again as we come in him in faith and surrender. That's why that song was so important, surrendering, coming to the Lord, bow down, recognizing that there's no good thing in us, and that is upon us has been imparted by a holy God, the only true and living God. The Spirit of the living God has been poured out, anointing has been poured out upon us as we have been in Christ, as we come to him, completely surrendering to him and acknowledging that he is the Son of God and that he lived a sinless life, and through him and his shed blood, our sins are forgiven. Not can be or will be. They are forgiven, and we are now a new creature. So now this new creature has to be, if you will, programmed or raised up. It has to have a new a mind, not like the old mind. So think of this born again like a baby is when they come into the world. They don't know much of anything. They have some natural desires that they're innate and born in them, and so do we when we are born again, because we then become this new creature that is longing after our Creator. And so we then have to learn how to long after him, learn how to enjoy him, learn how to seek him, learn how to recognize him, and then establish that in us. That's what the anointing, that's what the impartation is, the power to establish this new mind, this new life in us, so that we without question or doubt, will keep going in the right direction. And so it becomes a freeing impartation. It becomes a freeing anointing because it takes on the covenant of the Holy God of Israel. He has promised to do that. He has promised because he has saved us through his Holy Son, the Father. And so he has cut covenant with us, the new covenant with us in Christ, where his blood has set us free. His blood has made us whole. His blood has cleansed us. And his blood has severed the influence of the evil one that was birthed in the Garden of Eden from our soul, from our spirit. And now he's building us up so we will be severed from our thinking and from our emotions and from our body. That's where our healing comes in. And that's where the power of the anointing of faith comes in, will bring about miracles, signs, and wonders. And so this new creature, we were bathed. We are being grown up. He give us the sincere milk of his word. We are grown up, growing up in his word. The author shares the fact that there are three things that we must embrace, and that is the word of God, prayer, which is communication with God, and then worship, which is honoring God. And as we do this, we abide in him, and abiding in him, that brings us the flow of the Holy Spirit in us, because we're abiding in the vine. We had gone through that whole book of Abide in Christ that shared the whole process. God laid it out for us so that we could see what his plan for us was and the perfect way it would work when we believe, because he is the gardener. And he said every day he comes and he puts us in his hands and he examines us just like a gardener would, going out into his vineyard, looking at the fruit, checking the root, checking the connection, seeing if it's wet or moist. Does it need more moisture? Does it need to be pruned? Does it need to be shaped? Does it need more sun? Whatever it is we need, he knows exactly what it is because he's already written a book about us. So he knows our future, and because he knows our future, he knows exactly what we need and when we need it, and he wants to release it in us in his time. Because remember, he is building. He is building line upon line, precept upon precept. You wouldn't take a baby and then give him a set of car keys and say, here's your car, go drive it. So it's in his future that that will happen. But until that happens, there's a preparation that must come in the life of that infant as they grow and they become stronger. They grow in understanding. They grow in knowledge. They grow in favor and in stature, because a baby really is too short to drive a car, actually. And so these are even just an illustration of what our growth and development, what our journey, what our path is looking like. And he's such a perfect God that he doesn't want us to be frustrated. He doesn't want us to be confused. He definitely doesn't want us to be deceived. And so in many illustrations in his word, he shares his plan, his strategy with us, so that we will have a confidence in who we have made covenant with, his power, his authority, and his heart for us. And it is not depending upon us. He has made the covenant promise, and he says he will cleanse us. He said the blood of Christ will cleanse you from all unrighteousness, and he's going to do it according to his plan for your life. And so we're at a point now, because God has brought us to this table to feast on, that we are asking him to release this divine impartation over our destiny. It says, declare this, Holy Spirit, you know my future. According to John 16:14 through 15, the word says you will transmit to me what Jesus is declaring about me. I know the Lord knew me before the foundation of the earth. I know he knew me before I was ever born. And right now I ask you, Holy Spirit, for a divine impartation of the anointing which will equip me for what God intends for my life. And now this equipping has to come through us, through this sevenfold spirit of the Holy Spirit, through wisdom and knowledge, through the Spirit of the Lord, which becomes the power of Jesus Christ. When he breathed on his disciples, he imparted to them his power. And he said, wait, now that was anointing on their life, But he's saying, wait, you have the power. And then after I have been crucified and raised from the grave, I will give you the authority through the release of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. So they had their mantle. They had their this is what they're to do. They got it. They got this picture. He said, but no, you got to wait because you have the power. Because I have imparted it to you. I've laid my hands on you. I breathed my breath in you. And I have taught you all that you need to know. So now you have to get the Spirit of the Lord, which is the Holy Spirit. Because he's going to bring you the wisdom, the understanding, the counsel, the strength to go forth in the knowledge and the fear of the Lord. That is what will maintain, establish, and strengthen you in your walk in the way that you are going to go. And so we are grateful that God has given us this kind of strategy, and he's made it clear to us so that we won't be deceived by the enemy again. Because remember, we were deceived by the enemy in the garden. Eve was deceived. She believed the lie that he told her. He heard her words, and then she got this. She perceived this thing in her mind of what that meant. Well, you know, I could be like God, okay? But that's because the truth was taken and it was distorted. And so God gives us this strategy. He gives us this word. Then he gives us his Spirit so that we won't be deceived, because we will have the power and we will have the authority. We have the authority to bind the enemy to our destiny through the blood of Jesus Christ. And so these are the things that he wants us to embrace. We always say, enjoy the ministry of the Holy Spirit. I believe this book is showing us now we must embrace it. First, we got to know what his ministry is and why it is. It is so that we will be established unto every good work, so that the glory of the Lord God of heaven will be released in the earth realm, in everywhere you go, in the influence, everywhere your feet tread has been purified and empowered by the blood of Jesus Christ. So where you go, you have not just power, you also have authority. That means you have dominion. They do what you say. You speak it into being. You do not have to release your power to the enemy like they did in the garden. They released it. God told Adam who he was and what he was to do. And he gave him a destiny and the authority over that destiny. And that's what we are getting now through the ministry of the Holy Spirit. But we must embrace it. That's why the song says, I surrender. I bow down to you. I release myself to you. Have your way in me. Have your way in me. Crucify my flesh so that I might be submitted to your will. Enjoy making the sacrifice that needs to go forth for me to enjoy the fullness of your presence. That is the treasure that we are being given in these earthly vessels. Because God wants us not to feel the Holy Spirit. What did they say? I like the way the author said it. It's not just a touch. It's not a fall down and then get up and see you later. But it is an impartation of an eternal treasure. Eternal treasure. And this treasure, this wealth is the presence and the anointing, the smearing on of the Holy Spirit in our life to create in us this new creature. It's not just going to happen. It's going to happen. Embrace the ministry of the Holy Spirit, because that's what he's there. A new level of understanding and revelation about God is coming to us now. And this revelation is to be cherished. It is to be cherished, adored, and value like you would if you opened a treasure chest and it was just full of gold, because that gold is not going to be useful to you eternally. But the treasure that we have will only get better, will only become more valuable as we get wisdom and understanding of the source of it. And that's the ministry of the Holy Spirit, to reveal to our spirits who we are, whose we are. And once you know who you are, just like a lot of people wanted this, go and see my DNA and where's my heritage, who came before me, who's in my lineage and all of that. This is where our lineage is. It starts in Matthew chapter 1. That's our lineage. And it goes and it comes through the blood of Jesus Christ, because now we are a part of that family of Christ, that family of God through his Holy Son and our faith in him. It says, because of the impartation, the establishment of this power and the covenant, it is what will keep us absolutely doubt, question, or hesitation, going in the right direction. You don't have to wonder, am I? He always already promised, I will be right there, and I'll whisper to you, go to the right, go to the left. He will tell us yes or no. That's the ministry of the Holy Spirit, to bring conviction, to bring teaching, to bring understanding, and then to bring wisdom as to how to use the knowledge and the understanding we have. And then he will provide the counsel, which is a daily sharing or advising us what to do with this wisdom and this knowledge and this understanding that we are receiving because of the Holy Presence and the anointing of the Holy Spirit in our lives. We've got to understand that it has to be the thing that we desire the most, and not squander the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. The scripture says in Proverbs 21 and 20, there is desirable treasure and oil in the dwelling of the wise. And it says, but a foolish man squanders it. And so we need to stop and think, how will I squander it? What is he saying there? What is it that I can be involved in? What is it I am doing that's really squandering this wonderful treasure? You know, so many people hit the lottery and they get this money and they have all these grandiose ideas and they run out and they end up squandering all of the money without much to show for it, because they didn't have the wisdom and the knowledge and the counsel that would bring them a treasure that would be undeniable. So we thank God that this is his covenant agreement. This is the strategy of his covenant in our life. We look at the word for wealth is the Holy Presence, and this Holy Presence needs to be more important than anything else that we do, more important than anything else that we have, more important than anything else we use our strength for, more important than anything must be our treasuring of this, of God, this anointing of the Spirit of the Lord that's been put upon us. We are to be mindful of the way we go forth in Him. We're to be mindful of the way we use and just like you have guests into your house, you have to be mindful of the way you treat Him. It says, "Do not quench the Spirit." Do not quench and don't squander. Don't use this valuable thing for frivolous things that are temporal, but rather use them for those things that are eternal and will bring glory to God in the earth realm, will bring an understanding to people of who God is, because we are his workmen. We are his showcase. We were created to mirror him, to image him, but also to walk as his representative, as an ambassador, or even more than an ambassador, as a child. And we want to honor our Father in that which we do, because we've been given all the resources we need to do it. So we are definitely receiving the truth of his word when we surrender. And when we first know it, seek it, desire it. You have to seek it. You have to desire it. You can't just settle on someone else's information about it. You can't just settle on what the preacher said. You can't just settle on what the song says. You can't just settle on what the prophet said. You have to hear it, but you then have to go forth to seek it. Seek a personal and an intimate connection. Have that personal and intimate connection grow. Grow more and more daily, or grow more and more moment by moment, because we are surrendered to Him. So as you were reading this third chapter, the anointing of the Holy Spirit, what did God bring into your mind? What did He place on your heart? What revelation did He give you to become aware of as He's building you up in His most, in our most holy faith, so that we can be His workmen? The lines are open. You're able to share. I don't know what all that static is, but I pray that you're able to hear clearly. But the lines are open.
Good morning, Elder. How you doing?
Good morning, Elder. How are you?
Okay. As I was reading this, it came to my mind that I used to ask the Lord different ones in the churches I went that to give me a portion of their anointing, their, you know, and not that I was like this. I mean, I didn't want to necessarily be there. The spirit of Him, you know, that I saw in them. And I would always give me this, like you did, Holy Spirit reminded me, Holy Spirit reminded me that He did. It's just that, you know, I haven't really, I guess, recognized that He did do that, you know, that I had asked. There were times when I would move in the Spirit, and that, you know, I didn't even think about that, that I had asked Him, and He did it. So that's what came to my mind when I was reading it, and then, you know, talking about, I get books mixed up. When we were talking about, I don't know if it's this book, when he was saying about if you haven't something, you backslidden, and so, you know, that came to mind. Because sometimes we just get, I guess I'll just use the word slothful, because I can't think of another one right now.
Okay.
So that's what's coming to my, you know, just things begin to come to mind from experiences and looking back, you know, before. And, so that's what I
have. Amen. 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 Anybody else? Okay. All right. Nobody else? Okay. All right. All right. Well, we will continue. As he goes on, he tells us to ask for this divine revelation. I don't know what the static in the background noise is. I was trying to filter it out.
Good morning.
And it is.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
I may be
California.
The reason for static. I'm in.
Hold on, let me.
A Home Depot. But I had to tune into your blog this morning, and I just wanted to thank you for the words you imparted, and it was right on time. And I'm so glad to be back in contact with the ministry. And I have a lot going on, but the fact that the Lord has provided a way for me to be in touch with the ministry is very helpful to me. I do have some things that I'd like to share, but I don't want to do them at this time because I'm distracted. So I'm going to be listening while I carry forth the duty. Thank you, and may God bless you and all the listeners.
Amen. Thank you so much. Yeah, let me try to do that, and we see if that's different. No, I didn't. Okay. Share. Anybody else want to share? Okay, I want to read this this scripture from Isaiah 45 and the third verse. But this is because God is calling to a new level. We're going to be more than like I was saying before, it's going to be more than just a touch or falling down and get up or having one great service or so wonderful. This is something that's going to stop us in tracks. But this is what the Word of God says, Isaiah 45, starting with the third verse. I will give you hidden treasure and wealth tucked away in secret places. And so I wanted to just that part. He says, I will reveal them to you. These hidden treasures, these are the things of the anointing of the sevenfold. These are the treasures. This is the wealth of our soul. This is the value, the most invaluable thing we have. It is these hidden treasures, and they're hidden. They're not in full view to just anybody. But you, in order to find the treasure, you have to really search for it. You have to look for it. You have to labor in what you do. You can't just sit in one place and find a hidden treasure. But you can receive it in you. It's there. It is there. But you have to desire to find it. And so it then says, this wealth is tucked away in secret places. So they're in places because, first of all, they're tucked away because they have a value. And you don't want just anybody coming and taking your most valuable things and squandering it. And so it's in hidden places within us. Remember, he said, you know, thy word have I hidden in my heart. And so we know that part of these treasures is his word, and it is to be hidden in these secret places, the most deepest place of our life, which is in our spirit, because our spirit is the eternal part of us. It will either go to heaven or it will go to hell, but it will always exist. And so that's where this secret place is. And as this place is revealed to us in the time of the visitation and the habitation of the Lord God in our life, in that presence that we get when we go before him totally surrendered, bowed down in worship and in praising him, in repentance before him, when we go to this place, this intimate place, he said, I will reveal them to you. So that's when he's going to share with us. That's when he's going to speak to our soul. That's when he speaks to our spirit and say, go to the right or go to the left. Here is where the treasure is. Go here and do that. Nope, you're going the wrong way. That will not be to the treasures that I have for you. That does not include the understanding and the knowledge and my spirit that is upon you. Don't go that way, because the end of that way is destruction. That way is not destruction, but what's at the end of it is destruction, which is why that way can sometimes fool us, because it doesn't seem wrong, you know, but the way that seems right to man has not embraced the counsel of heaven, nor has it invoked, if you will, the wisdom and the knowledge and the understanding of Holy Spirit. We've done what it seemed right to us. And remember, for us, there's no good thing in us. We don't know nothing. And the only thing that we will receive and know that has eternal value is what we get from Holy Spirit. And so when we hear his voice, harden not your heart. Don't argue with him. Don't try to figure out a different way to go for him. Don't try to tell him sometimes we don't try to negotiate with him, but receive what he's saying. Embrace what he's saying. Know that his truth is the treasure that we're seeking. His ministry is what we want to embrace. It is his embrace that brings us joy and happiness, as well as the healing and the we need from the enemy. Remember, when you're in someone's embrace, they are surrounding you. They have their hands upon you. They provide for you a protective covering from the people and the things around you. And so you want to make sure that when we embrace the ministry of the Holy Spirit, this is what is going to happen. So I'm at this point, I'm going to try to put everybody on mute and off of speaker, okay, because we keep hearing all of these sounds and noises, and I think sometimes it's just the airways and all of this that's going on in today's society electronically and in the airways of all of the things like that. And remember, the enemy is the airways he's in charge of. So naturally, he doesn't want the truth of God to go forth, because it shakes his kingdom. And it makes him realize they are learning. Oh, they're going into that intimate chamber of God. And he's going to reveal the truth to them, and I cannot deceive them any longer. But we speak and say and declare in the name of Jesus, we bind the enemy under the blood of Jesus. He cannot, he will not, he cannot. He has already been predestined for hell, and his effect and his connection, ties, and his influence to us has been broken, because we are a new creature in Christ. And we just praise and we worship God. We thank God. We thank God in victory for this truth. And as it is revealed to us, we walk fully established, firmly rooted in the embrace of the ministry of the Holy Spirit, firmly and rooted. We won't go to the right. We won't go to the left, because you know how when you're in a cold place and there's one source of light or one source of warmth, everybody wants to stay near that source. But if you walk too far, you start feeling a little chilly and then cold. Often they share here that in this house has got like five different climates from one end of the house to the other. And so as you go from one place to the other, you're either getting warm or cold and cold. And that's how it is when we deviate from the embrace of Holy Spirit. And we'll feel that. It's a real thing. It is real. It is not just in the spirit realm, but it has total dominion and effect in the natural. And so as a result, we will know. We will know, because God said, I will reveal it. And going back to Isaiah 45, starting in the third verse, we're now going to the fourth verse. He said, then you will know that I am the eternal, the God who calls you by name. I chose you. Remember, this anointing, this empire comes because we have been chosen, not because of who we are, but because of who he wants us to be, because of who he is. He made the choice. He said, then you will know, he says, know that I am the eternal, the God who calls you by name. I know you personally. I know every hair on your head. I have this intimate covenant with you, and I am familiar with your beginning and your end. He says, and for the sake of my servant, that Jacob, my chosen people, Israel, I have called you by name, made you who you are. He has made us who you are and bestowed an honorable title on you, even though you didn't know me. So even though you don't know the fullness of him, he says, this because of the covenant, I've done this already for you. I am the eternal one. There is no other God but me. So why are you running after these false gods? Why are you trying to figure out something else? It's me. I'm the eternal one. I was here before the beginning, and I'll be here after the end, because I will never end, and I never had a beginning. I always was. I am preparing you for victory. He says, I am the only eternal one. There is no other God but me. And even though you don't know me, I am preparing you for victory. I am doing all this so that people all around the world may know that I alone am the eternal, only God. I form light and I create darkness. I make what is good happy and healthy, and I create woe. I, the eternal one, make them one and all. Sky above, open up and let the cloud rain down righteousness. Let the earth below sprout triumph and justice. This is what the Lord God eternal has called out over us. He has shared that the fact that, how bad is it for anyone to dispute with the very one who created him? A human being is nothing more than one clay pot among many. And I think we have to realize that clay pot. He said there are treasures in these earthen vessels, in these clay pots. There are treasures. And he is telling us that he will reveal them to us as he draws us closer to him, as we are built by him, line upon line, precept upon precept, as we become in intimate relationship with him. We are going to ask God to pour out a mighty anointing to release the rich, abundant anointing of Holy Spirit, of the sevenfold, that anointing of the sevenfold Spirit of God, that anointing of wisdom, that anointing of knowledge, that anointing of understanding, that anointing of strength, that anointing of the knowledge and counsel, that anointing of the fear of the Lord. There's an anointing in learning to fear the Lord. And in that anointing, there is power. There is power, because it is a sustaining power. It is a sustaining power, and it is an eternal sustaining power. And there's no other power, as he says in Isaiah, that's greater than his. There's nobody greater. There is nobody greater. He says, and he's doing this so that people all around the world. So what we are doing is to affect the world. It is to change and turn the world upside down so that they can see that they had been looking in the wrong direction. Turn around. Here is your answer. Here is your peace. Here is your love. Here is your wealth. Here is your treasure. Here is your hope. Here is your health. Here it is. Here is your knowledge. Here is your understanding of the way things work. Man, wonder and wonder why this and I wonder why that. Then the wonder-making God will reveal that to those whom he has called, because he has promised to do so. And what he promises to do, he will do. He is a man of his word. He says, we want to realize that the power is in the word, but the authority in the spirit is the authority is our victory in the spirit realm. So we have the word. He says Jesus released the disciples to minister in what he was doing. Jesus taught them the word, but he also imparted to do it. So in other words, you know the word, you know the word, you can share it with people, but now you have the authority to declare it in the spirit realm. He says to do what Jesus did. And Jesus overcame, and so will we, by the blood of the Lamb, who is the perfect Lamb of Christ, of God in Jesus Christ, and the testimony of their word. And Jesus' goal was to release this same, and is, to release this same level of his ministry to us through this impartation of the Holy Spirit. Through the Holy Spirit, Jesus imparted apostolic leadership, which penetrates strength of character, endowment of signs, wonders, and confirming authority. Jesus took 12 men, 3.5 years, and imparted the very thing he ministered in. It was through this impartation that the disciples changed the world. He just took 12, and they changed the world. We are embracing the work of the Holy Spirit through receiving and surrendering to his impartation, to his impartation. So as we end this third chapter, I'll put you guys back on speaker so that you can share your revelation, your inspiration, your thoughts, and the things that God has revealed to you. So the noise may come back, but just speak over it and declare it in the name of Jesus, and we will continue forward. Amen. I'm trying to make sure I get everybody on speaker. But anybody that wants to share, you may do so now. Amen.
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 Overseer, this is Apostle KP, and listening to everything that you were saying, first and foremost, I wanted to say that I believe that there is a collaboration, a dual collaboration between Fridays and Wednesdays.
Mm.
Because I believe that that treasure has to do with us getting off all that stuff as we search for our significance.
Jesus.
I believe that there's a lot of emotional things that have happened, things from our past, generational things. And so on Wednesday, God sends us on a journey to go deep, for that treasure. But you got to get all of that superficial, all that top stuff out so that you can get to the treasure. And then he comes back on Fridays and begin to tell us what that treasure is. I want you to know what you're looking for. I don't want you to be on an aimless search. I need you to know that you're looking or you're receiving my anointing, that it's happening. And so then the truths come out on Friday about this anointing. Again, you know, that it's not something that you just get haphazardly. You've got to want it. I like the fact that the author says, did you ask for it? Something as simple as, did you ask?
Amen.
Me back to my childhood with my sister, Kay. My sister's name is Kay, and I'm Katie, and she was the oldest, and she had this boldness. She would go in the store with my mom. It was 9 of us, and she'd just go and look for stuff. Mama, can I have this? Mama, can I have this? And, you know, Mama would say yes or no, and she'd go back and get something else. Mama, can I have this? And I would always go and look at what I wanted and yearn for it and look at my mom like, look at me, I'm yearning for this. My sister would get what she wanted. I never got what I wanted. Why? I didn't ask for it. It wasn't that my mother preferred my sister over me. It was that my sister asked for it and she got it. I longed for it, but I never asked for it.
Yeah.
So our longing, our desire, you know, to look and see the anointing, we have to open our mouths and we have to ask for it. It's so much rich information in this book, you know, about what God is longing to do and what he wants to see in our lives. And of course, he said, am I like man? Am I like a father who his son would ask him for something and he not give it to him? In the book, he said, if you ask me for it, I will give it to you. But you gotta ask me for it. And so, it, so many truths. I don't want to prolong the time, but so many truths in this book that God is reminding and bringing to our memories and just uncovering so that we can go deeper in him. Thank you.
Amen. 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 That goes to a whole nother lesson, too. Praise God. Because that ask, when you were given the analogy of your sister and yourself, your sister knew who she was, and she was secure in her relationship with your mom. She had a confidence to ask. And you say, no, okay, but I'm sure ask. Whereas, and often we're like that. We don't have a confidence in our relationship with God because we're performance driven. And we, you know, I really didn't. You know, no. But she understood her relationship with what she said and what she got. And so often we sit and we admire, we look. Yeah. And we long, like you said, and I love that word, we long for. And yet we don't open our mouth for lack of confidence. If will I be rejected? Reject me, I'm going to ask for sure. And that's what we have to learn now. You know, we don't have to fear that rejection. We don't have to fear, well, suppose I ask and then I don't get it. That means I'll never have lies of the enemy. Because like you said, the father said, you know, I'm your dad, I'm your father. You know, what father are you going to ask? He keeps trying to encourage us to understand the covenant agreement he has with us. But more than that, the character of him, the character of who he is. You know, I'm better than that. I'm better than anything you've ever seen, known, asked or hoped or prayed or imagined. Or even tripped out on a trip on. I'm better than all of that. He said, I made the woes. Okay? I made the happy and I made the woes. I love it when he says that. You know, there is nothing beyond me. And you belong to me. So there's nothing beyond you. The only place that's beyond you is me. I am beyond you and I am here covering you. I promise, I will never leave you. And we long for that, but we don't ask for that. And he's saying now, and that's just like you said, there's all this sense between the teachings, but we were taught, starting with the prophetic word, speak. Now we speaking and declare. I'm asking. We're asking every month. Asking and believing for specific things to manifest itself so that the glory of the Lord will go forth in the earth realm. Oh, we asking that. Because now we're getting the idea of who he is. We've been taught who is God. What's his name? How many names have we learned? You know, oh, I didn't know about this name. We know the name now. So we know how to call that person to come forth and that power, that character. And that truth to come forth, and we releasing it where I am. That's the influence that's going to cover me like a bubble. Everywhere I go, so is that the release of that name is bubbling everywhere. If you touch me, you're going to touch it because I'm in him. You can't get to me till you go to him. And that's how he wants us to go through. And then miracles, signs, and wonders will happen like our eyes have never seen before. This is what he wants us to do. And it's going to have to be because the enemy is doing something like our eyes have never seen before. And so it makes us think, oh, maybe he's more powerful. No, he ain't. I said, no, he ain't. He can't do nothing that you can't do because I have given you me. I have given you the spirit of the Lord.
Hallelujah. You
can do what Jesus Christ did. Because he said so. And then he said, you're going to do more. You know why you're doing more? Because now he's at the right hand of the Father in a seat. And now if he asks for it, Holy Spirit, go utter my moans. He going to tell the Father, oh, it's done. It is done. And that's the kind of confidence we must have. Our children will be whole. Our bodies will be healed. Their minds will be raised up to worship and to honor God because we said it, because he said we could. We ask it now. Oh, on Tuesday morning, night, and afternoon, oh, we ask it. Declaring, and heaven is hearing and responding. It has sent armies of angels beyond to back our words up because we have said it, believing in the living God. And it shall be so. I love it when you're in that prayer and sow it, and so it is. You know why? It was written already. And it's just manifesting. That's just him. All of them hymns. All nine. I'm going to try to name out a good one. But all of them hymns. So it all works together. The apostolic leadership that prepares an environment for us to grow, for us to learn, for us to be challenged, for us to be, what did she say? Uncomfortable. Uncomfortability. Okay. Yeah, it rubs you wrong. That's because what it's rubbing is rubbing something that ain't the Lord Jesus Christ, okay? Because when it's the Lord Jesus Christ, we flow. We flow in harmony. And so that apostolic leadership prepares that whole environment, even in the minds of how we learn and what we learn and what learning is released and the covering of that release for the mantle that is upon this ministry and those that are connected to it. So there is not a ministry that is flowing, that is not building and edifying the body so that we might be fit ambassador children. Not just ambassador, we are children of the living God, and the world don't know who we are and who he is. And so,
I mean, any more here.
Yeah.
Hello.
That would go exactly what we learned, what we have learned in CCTI, because when we come with the breath of life and knowing that life comes from God, then we get the love of God, and then we get the light of God. Then we go into the next phase of the the triumph and the treasures, then the transformation. So I was like, everything that you're saying is just what God has given us. And then when we acknowledge what we got, we'll go into transformation. And then, hallelujah, kingdom, he builds his own kingdom through us. So I just thank God for the all these sevenfold spirits. Hallelujah. That we just don't know what we got.
Amen.
And then when he reveals it to us, and we know it is he that does it for us through our leadership. Hallelujah. So when we can, I remember when all through the Bible, God would always say, oh, hear ye Israel. So God wants us to hear. And then when we hear it, then we can do it by obedience. But I just thank you this morning because I know I had a lot to do, but I had to listen online too.
Amen.
So that's
from
what I heard.
Amen.
And
hello. Yeah. Go.
I was just going to just real fast just say it reminded me of the video that we used to do in regards to. I want you to think of great and speak great and mighty things. And they say you're asking for the flowers to be watered, but I need you to ask for mansions or what, and this and that.
Yeah.
And because I have so much for you, and this chapter, it just it was everything that everyone's responded as well as what you spoke of is that God, he says. Unlimited, his power, his almighty, and so he wants us to be just going forth, asking him and receiving what he has for us, because he has so much for us.
Amen, amen. And I just want to share with the, I know what the actually Minister Pat and Pastor Diane share. It was like we didn't know what we have. Remember, it was hidden. He hid it. because we weren't ready to know. But once we surrendered to the apostolic leadership, and this is what the author even shares, he gave us apostolic leadership so that we could be led to a place of intimacy with him so that he could reveal those things that we've always had. We couldn't do a thing with him 2 years ago. Nothing but mess him up, squander him, and profane him and blaspheme him. But this is the fullness of time in this season. And so as a result, he is releasing. He is revealing these truths to us. And it's just a time of this hallelujah, glory to God. We don't have to beat ourselves up because all this time we didn't know. No, all this time we were beat. He said, I'm preparing you. And you didn't know I was preparing you. It was all purposeful. Just wait on me, trust. You're going to mount up. I'm telling you. Just wait. Don't try to find it yourself. Try to find me. Look for me. Search for me diligently. And, oh, you're going to find me. And it's going to happen because I've already written it, and I'm going to bring it to pass. This has just been a glorious time. Sometimes I come to these Friday meetings. I am so empty. I have no idea what I'm going to share. And I thank God for that because I don't want to share me. But I praise God that he's taking go do what he want to do, and I enjoy it myself. Okay. Anybody else? Anybody else? So before you go, if you have nothing else to share, and you're definitely free to, don't forget to set your clock back. Fall back. The time changes Saturday, and we go into a new time. Don't come to church and the parking lot's empty. That means you too early. So we still sleeping. We got another hour to go. Okay? So set your clock back. Hallelujah. And that means everybody ought to be on time. Y'all ought to be early, but definitely on time, including me. So we look forward to worship on Sunday, but even more to our gathering tomorrow, community outreach of appreciation and acknowledgement of those in the community. We're having a community event come out. They got food bags to give away. They have clothing up. You know what, Apostle KP? Share us the excitement of it. Amen.
Yes. We are truly excited with what God is doing. We will be recognizing our essential workers at Roseland Hospitals and our first responders, the fire department, and the police department. All will have representatives out on tomorrow. Also, the fire department will be taking, registering those senior citizens who they will register you, come into your home, and put all new smoke detectors in your home. They will be registering senior citizens for appointments for that on tomorrow. We have those on tomorrow. We'll have a booth for domestic violence awareness, cancer awareness. We'll have a prayer booth on tomorrow as our community comes so that we can pray for them. There are those who will be having Bible giveaways and bags, shoes, you name it, everything that is to minister to the community. The beacon light of God will shine through Laborers for Christ Word Life Center in the Roseland Pullman area that God is there. And so we will be utilizing our sevenfold spirit of God on tomorrow, hallelujah, as we go forth and do what God has assigned us to do. We'll have a hot spot where we will be serving tea, coffee, hot chocolate on tomorrow because we didn't know what the temperature was going to be. So we wanted to be ready for that. And so we just have all of those things and much, much more available on tomorrow, our community day. The name of God that's being released on tomorrow is Redeemer. God is redeeming himself with the community. The faith-based community, the faith-based is now merging again with the community as God has it. He said, go ye therefore into all the world and preach the gospel. And so we're doing exactly what the Great Commission has assigned for us to do. When I was hungry, did you feed me? We've got boxes of food that will be given away. When I was naked, did you clothe me? We have coats that will be given away, shoes that will be there, gloves. Somebody donated gloves that will be there. So we're doing what God has assigned us to do. And, yes, I am very excited with what God is doing. I probably left out something, but you get the gist. Come out, come out. If you live in that area, invite somebody out to come and be a part of what God is doing at Laborers for Christ World Life Center. Thank you.
Amen.
Mm-mm. Hello?
Hey, Tango.
Did we lose her? Over
here? I think we did. Because
okay.
I don't hear.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Sorry, y'all. Sorry, y'all. But one of the things I did want to ask is add is in the parking lot.
It's in the parking lot,
and it's a wonderful community event. You come as you are. You have a passion in the ministry, come out. Come out. Come out. This is an opportunity to pass out your ministry announcements and different things and register for the conference in November. I mean, it's just a time to kind of just fix all of the loose ends that we want to do and never do and didn't get to do. You can get to do it on tomorrow. Amen.
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 Amen. Good insight. Good insight.
Amen. Amen. Anybody else? Okay. Oh, I got one person I didn't have on speaker. I'm sorry. Okay. So if there are, if there's no one else, Elder Roberta, can you close us out in prayer? I wanted to ask Apostle Houghton's on the line. I didn't know if she was available. Hold on, Elder Roberta. Apostle, are you able to share?
This has just been phenomenal. I love the synchrony of the Holy Spirit in all of the teaching ministries that take place. And I just want to encourage people to keep their spirits open to that which the Holy Spirit is making available. Because I believe in this season of shift, we need all of this so that as he sifts and shifts us, we will be purposely positioned to receive from him and then to be open portals for him to use us to pour out on others. Thank you so much. I so honor this teaching ministry. And thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Well, thank you, Apostle. All right. Elder Roberta, can you just close us out in prayer? Oh, I got you on speaker.
Oh, my God, kid.
Okay. I may have not did that right. So we will close out in prayer. We thank you. We thank you for a wonderful fellowship time of on at your table. My God, we thank you that you allow us and you called us, you invited us to your table, oh God, and we worship and we honor you. We praise you, Lord. We thank you, Holy Ghost. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Son of God, our friend and our Savior, our Redeemer, our Healer. We thank you, oh God, for the ministry of one another. We thank you for the power of the ministries of the body of Christ, oh God. We desire, we ask, oh God, for the anointing of the Holy Spirit to increase in us a longing for intimacy with you so that we will get lost in your presence and we will bring a lost world to you. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank and praise and worship you and give you honor, give you glory. Let the words of our mouth, the meditations of our heart be acceptable in your sight. For, oh, Lord, you are the king of the altar of our hearts. We love you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Enjoy the ministry
Amen.
Of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. 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 Amen.